KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A biker is in a critical condition after hitting a notorious pothole on the R102 between Palmview Robots and the Phoenix off-ramp north of Durban. It's believed the impact sent him airborne and landed violently, leaving him unconscious. Gareth Naidu from KZN VIP Emergency Services says the pothole is located about 150 meters before the Phoenix off-ramp and remains a major safety hazard.
KZN VIP medic stabilized the injured patient before transporting to a nearby medical facility for further medical attention. It's believed the same pothole has been responsible for multiple vehicles being damaged over the past 2 weeks. All emergency services were in attendance.
Two of the four lions that escaped from the Kruger National Park last week have been euthanized. The Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency confirmed the animals were put down early this morning after a week-long search operation. One lion was safely captured on Friday and is being held at a secure facility. Agency spokesperson Sipiwe Shungube says the decision to euthanize the lions wasn't taken lightly.
After carefully consideration of the damage caused by the lions on cattle belonging to the community and difficult to operate in the dense bush to drive them back in the park, where to be euthanized, we once again thank the communities for their patience during this operation.
Over 10 people are behind bars after being caught drinking and driving on the KZN North Coast yesterday. Transport spokesperson Davizintle Sibiya says they are still pushing for a 6-year jail sentence to deter offenders.
More than 180 cars were stopped during a multidisciplinary roadblock held around Kalakabusha Correctional Services along the R34 in Impangeni. 6 cars were impounded after Umemezwe's motor dictated that they had no permits. 33 cases of the violation of traffic rules were registered. And again, one taxi driver was arrested drinking and driving, and he endangered the lives of passengers.
And the Pope greeted crowds from a balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona Pasqua.
Onlookers cheered as Pope Francis wished dear brothers and sisters a happy Easter. During a brief appearance at the Vatican, the 88-year-old pontiff is still recovering from double pneumonia, looked frail, but waved to the crowd before an aide read his speech. He called for an end to conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza. Later, Francis toured Vatican City in a Pope mobile. On the weather front tomorrow, cloudy conditions are expected across most parts of the province, with showers likely after sunset. Durban, Ulundi and Margate, a high of 25, Richards Bay 26, Ladysmith and Newcastle 24, Moy River 22, Pietermaritzburg 21, Underberg 17, Kokstad 16. Sea swells are reaching 2 metres in Durban tomorrow morning, with sunrise at 19 minutes past 6. That's all from the Newswatch team today. I'm Gunukuhle Malinga.